USDA is making $30 million available to farmers, ranchers, and food entrepreneurs to develop new product lines through the Value-Added Producer Grant Program.
Farmers and ranchers are those creative people who live out in rural America, and with just a little bit of help from us, can put that creativity to work and make sure that they can add value to the rural communities by improving the bottom line of their operations. These value-added producer grants help them develop new product lines to grow their businesses.
Rural Business Cooperative Service Administrator Lillian Salerno talks about how the 2014 Farm Bill has helped with funding for value-added producer grants.
We've had this program since 2009 and have awarded over $104.5 million to 853 different grants. But what the Farm Bill did, it really increased the opportunities for folks by increasing the amount of money that we have to give out, and also added some priorities to take advantage of this creative way to increase value in rural communities by making sure that military veterans and socially disadvantaged farmers and ranchers got special priority in the new provisions granted in the Farm Bill.
Salerno gives some examples of value-added producer grants.
We granted a value-added producer grant to Lori Joe's Southern Style Canning in Georgia. It was a small family-owned and operated business that was looking for opportunities to grow their business. And with the money that we awarded, the grant assisted the company in paying for and processing the marketing costs of their pepper jelly products. And their pepper jelly products are shipped all over the world now because of this value-added producer grant, which allowed them to do increased processes and marketing. We have another example from Calderon Produce in North Carolina. They're a family-owned and operated business, and the Calderons came to the U.S. in 1985 and were migrant farm workers who sold produce out of the back of their box van. And through the years, they saved their money, raised a family, and bought about 100 acres of land in Vail, North Carolina. And they were looking for a branding opportunity in which they could label their produce. And the value-added producer grant that we awarded helped them develop a marketing plan so that they could sell their tomatoes, peppers, and cucumbers as food safety certified, which helped them increase their market share.
Grant applications will be accepted through July 2nd electronically or July 7th by mail. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.